And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Don't. Part one, don't, part one. Plus, because is the title of the next DDD. So you get it? Part one is don't, and then part two is because. And then we're going to look at I am 1 through 16. What does that mean? Bingo. And then we're going to look at I am 17 through 30, and that's where we're headed today.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Wow. Thank you for joining us here in the electronic division of Hades. Oh, wait. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, having a few technical problems. If my voice sounds better, you're lucky. And if it sounds worse, what's new in 4.5 years? I say nada. Nothing is new. Let's make sure we get a couple things on the table right off the bat. This segment brought to you by our very good friend Sam Rasul. Now here's the deal with Sam, just in case you do not know. Sam is a born-again Bible-believing Christian. Well, that's cool. What's different is that Sam was born a Muslim and became a born-again Bible-believing Christian. Great testimony, great opportunity to hear what he has to say, great opportunity for him to do wonderful sharing in your Bible study, in your church group, if you just get in touch with him by going to thinksam.com. Now that I've said that, oh, by the way, he's one of the top realtors in the country, being 8th out of 25,000 realtors. That's pretty good. And if you buy or sell a home through Sam, he takes 25% of his commish, aroo, and he gives that to whatever church or charity you want him to. If you need help fixing up your house, up to $25,000 he will forward you, so that you can fix up your house at the close of escrow. takes that money back out, and he doesn't charge you any interest. That's pretty good. All of that, and understanding that his ministry is about sustaining other ministries, doing his business, and they are doing fantastic, and we encourage you to use them in the opportunities that you might have. And if real estate is not yours, in other words, maybe it's your friends, your neighbors, maybe it's somebody in your Bible study, maybe it's just somebody connected somewhere. Here's what we would say. Tugboat Todd and I say together, send them to Sam. That's right. Send them to Sam. Little, you know, right? That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Send them to Sam. That's the only line I got. Thanks.
If he, on his next commercial, I think that should be the tagline at the very end. You going, send them to Sam.
Send them to Sam. I can't use the person's iconic name, but it's a really short guy with a, what, orange mustache? Real big mustache.
There's a park named after him.
Ah. Roy Rogers? No, I guess not. All right. So thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. Thinksam.com. I have in my hands the opportunity for you to contact our main office here, the number here, 858-535-1210. And in doing so, you can pick up tickets at no cost for the Passion Play that's taking place at Balboa Theater on Good Friday, April 14th. There's a showing at 5 p.m. and at 8 p.m. It's a production of City View Church. It doesn't cost any money. The tickets are free, but you got to call us because you actually have to have a ticket to get in. You can't just show up and say, I'm a ticket. No, you got to actually have a ticket. And if you do that, you have the opportunity to get free tickets, but you got to call here at the office, not the studio line. Not the studio line. You need to call 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. They're giving away tickets free. I think they've got just a boatload of tickets. You're welcome to use them. We hope it's a blessing for you as that is coming forthright. How you doing, Craig?
I'm fine. I got your microphone.
Okay. We'll get that next. Okay. See, they got somebody who came in here over the weekend and unplugged my microphone. Now, I'm not blaming anybody, whoever was sitting in this seat, like Dave Stahl or anybody. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying if it was him or Jeff, it's pretty simple. The rapture might happen for them faster than it happens for us. That's
Are you
all.
Sure you didn't kick it when you like were
on
Friday when you're putting your microphone
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. I am 1,000% positive, Your Honor, that did not happen that way. I'm going to double check. Nope. Let me check my secret camera recording video. Nope. Look, there's Dave, not me, doing it right there. Okay. So we've got that on tape and we have that all situated. Todd always defending the defenseless. That's what I like about him. Here we go. Our DDD. What is our sound for our DDD today? That's right. Don't go breaking my heart. That's right. That's the song we played. Why? Because the title is called Don't.
Or Don't Be Breaking My Mic.
Don't be breaking my mic. Yeah. Keep your hands off my microphone. You know, that's where you use that line. I'm going to introduce you to Jesus in a close and personal manner you never thought possible. Anyway, so here it is. Don't comes out of 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 7 through 8. This is the first part of it. And then in the second part of the DDD, we're going to tell you why don't. So we're going to say don't, and then we're going to give you the because. So this will be the don't part, right? Oh, don't. Got it. All right. So 2 Chronicles 32, 7 through 8. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. Let me finish the verse. For there is a greater power with us than with him. And with him is only the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence for what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Here is something to be aware of. There are do's and don'ts. Ever notice that when you went to kindergarten, even nursery school, there were do's and don'ts, weren't there? When I was a young boy and I went to kindergarten in first grade, they were quite concerned about me because people would be talking and I had a little ADD and OCD and ESPN and STP and all that other stuff. And so in the middle of class, I would stand up and go, this is boring. And I would walk out of the class and walk home. Okay. So as time went on, I learned that that was a don't. David, don't stand up in the middle of the class, tell the teacher the class is boring, and then walk home. That's a don't. So there are do's and there are don'ts for all of us. Well, here are three don'ts that the Lord has given us that we need to be in operation with. Three don'ts. Okay, ready? Number one, don't be afraid. Now, one thing I have noticed is that fear has to do with what's up and coming. Fear has to do not with yesterday, but tomorrow. In other words, you're afraid for what's in route. And so you have this tendency, or I have a tendency to have some anxiety that goes with it, some frustration that goes with it. And the scripture says to us, don't be afraid. Can I say something? You do not know what tomorrow will bring, but you can know him who brings tomorrow. And so instead of getting caught up in being afraid, you don't have to be, and scripture tells you don't be. In fact, there's 110 references, 77 do not be afraid, and 33 don't fear kind of elements, about 110 references that go together there. Don't be afraid. That's number one. Number two, don't be discouraged. Now, what's funny about this is don't be afraid has to do with what you're going to face an hour from now. Don't be discouraged has to do with what you faced an hour ago. Because discouragement comes from the experience of being frustrated and discouraged, and it's carrying that forward. So while fear has to do with that which lies ahead, discouragement has to do with that which lies behind. Scripture says don't do it either way like that. And then finally, the passage says, and don't be overwhelmed. It says don't be discouraged. Don't be overwhelmed because of the king of Syria and the vast army that's with him. Don't be overwhelmed by the warfare that you fight. Don't be afraid regarding the future. Don't be discouraged regarding the past. And don't be overwhelmed no matter how big it seems. Because remember, you and I, our system evaluation, the way that we determine things is limited at best. And unfortunately, we tend to put bad spins on things. So instead of being afraid, instead of being discouraged, instead of caught in the past or caught in the future, fearing or being discouraged, or instead of being overwhelmed, when we come back, we're going to talk about the way we ought to be. And it is not to be afraid, not to be discouraged, and not to be overwhelmed. But we'll see what it is when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You've heard of sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants. A popular country singer is suggesting sanctuary city status for another group of overlooked people. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. As leaders of several of the largest cities in the United States vow to defy federal immigration law to shield illegal immigrants from deportation, country legend Charlie Daniels has suggested a similar idea for pro-life cities across the country, namely that they ignore federal abortion law and become sanctuary cities for unborn children. The 80-year-old Grammy winner made the suggestion in a post to his Twitter account. Daniels wrote, "How about some cities declaring themselves a sanctuary for the unborn and refuse to abide by the federal laws allowing abortion?" Daniels' suggestion comes as the Center for Medical Progress released a new undercover video that revealed additional details behind the abortion process at Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. California prosecutors charged CMP staffers with a slew of felonies for allegedly recording Planned Parenthood staff without their consent. It is estimated that there are 80 sanctuary cities in the U.S. for illegal aliens. Those cities could lose a total of more than $2 billion in federal aid as a result of ignoring federal law on immigration. Meanwhile, Daniels is set to release a book of his memoirs in October. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I don't know what or just who I'll be. Well, I know that my freedom depends on His grace.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I have a feeling that my microphone is back to normal. Are we back to normal for whatever normal is for us?
As normal as we get around here.
Yeah, I don't know how normal is, but we're there. So we were talking about don't, and we'll get back to that in a second. There were three things we said don't do. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't be overwhelmed. Don't be afraid, fear having to do with that which is ahead of us. Don't be discouraged, that which has to do with being behind us. See, fear has to do with what's around the corner. Discouragement has to do with where we just came from. And talk about that in a second. I do want to let you know this segment is brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler, a great guy who's committed to the advancement of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they work with rural pastors financially, educationally, inspirationally, to encourage them to keep advancing the kingdom of God all over the world, even in places that they have called red zones, places where it is not safe to share the gospel, these pastors braving their lives to share about Jesus Christ. They also help provide clean drinking water, good thing all the way around, and they network ministries and ministers and missionaries and churches. So we encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check out the ministry, and we ask you on a consistent basis, as they are sponsors of us and we of them, that you may pray for them, or that you would pray for them and just take the time. We just ask you to take the time to pray for them. We would greatly appreciate all partnership prayer. And when you say partnership prayer, we're not doing a telethon. We're talking about Romans 15:30, where Paul said, "Join me in my struggle by praying for me." That's what we're talking about. All right, once again, I do want to bring up the Passion Play taking place at Balboa Theater on the 14th. That's Good Friday. It is two plays, the 5 o'clock play and the 8 o'clock play, if you want free tickets. Now, I don't know about you, but free is an excellent price. Free tickets. Just give a call to our office, our people here, right here. That's 858-535-1210, 858-535-1210. Get it, 1210, because you're listening to 1210 AM. And there's a suspicion I have that you can get it off the mobile app, but nobody can confirm that or deny it for me, so I'm not going to say anything about that right now. But I'm just letting you know what's going on. There you go. All right, so in the very beginning of this show the first hour while we were getting our electronics sorted out and while we were playing, you know, the game where, you know, what is it, Operation, where you get to, you know, if you touch the side. Apparently they took out my funny bone and, of course, my brain. We were talking about the don'ts, and we talked about don't being afraid. This is coming out of 2 Chronicles 32, 7 through 8. Don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, and don't be overwhelmed. Here is an issue that I would have in somebody saying that to me, whether it was you know, somebody who was teaching or whether it was a prophet from the Lord or maybe even when the Lord shares that with me personally. The problem that I have is that I seem to get caught up in doing the don'ts. Like, I'm not supposed to be afraid. I'm not supposed to be discouraged. I'm not supposed to be overwhelmed. But there's many times where I am afraid, I am discouraged, and I am overwhelmed. So I need a tool. I need something to use that can help me. Oftentimes, the single greatest tool that a Christian can operate with is the truth. That's the greatest tool that we have. I'll let you know that without the truth, you cannot know about the love of God. You did not see Jesus get crucified for you, but God's truth and testimony have been preserved that you may know that. Whew, that's important, folks. So here's the truth. We said where the scripture talks about in 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 and 8, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Do not be overwhelmed, for the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for, and here's the reason, for the reason of, there is greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. So here are two reasons why we don't need to be afraid, why we don't need to be discouraged, and why we don't need to be overwhelmed. The first is that with us, there's a greater power than with the armies that come against us. And yes, we're using that army reference as the armies and the warfare that we go through in our lives. And yes, we're using liberty to understand that our encounters, our frustrations, our warfare is very much like facing an army, since scripture makes it pretty clear that we are facing the army of darkness. And the army of darkness works against us during our situations. And the scripture tells us greater power is with us than with the army against us. One of the reasons we don't have to be afraid or discouraged is because there is more power on our side. I'm going to make this as clear an example without getting political as is possible. In a war between United States of America and Peru, I pick the United States of America in its massive military might. Why? Because of the massive military might. This is not rocket science, even though we're talking about rockets. Here's the bottom line. God's power is greater than the powers that fight against us. I don't have to be afraid. I am afraid because I walk in the flesh sometimes. I am discouraged because I walk in the flesh sometimes. I am overwhelmed because I walk in the flesh sometimes. But I don't have to be, because the power that operates in me, through me, and for me is greater than the power that operates for the enemy. And it's a great, one of the great statements in this, because it is in essence talking about the king. Hezekiah is talking about the king of Assyria. He says, look, on that side's just the arm of the flesh, and our side is the Lord God. And it's just the difference between when you're in a situation or a circumstance, whether it's brought together by the world or whether it's brought together by Satan, it's that power versus God, the creator of the universe, who spoke and the universe came into existence. It's just like, wow, that's more power on our side. Right. And then the scripture says this, that God is there to help us. He's not going to do a lot of helping if we do a lot of ignoring. God doesn't step up for us when we don't have a dependence on him. This is not you know, deep thought, he's not going to be stepping in when we're not believing or operating or trusting or calling upon. When we distance ourselves from God, we don't have this right to assume God will then just. We have to, like, make sure that we're connected to the Lord. And when we are operating in that understanding that God helps us and that he fights our battles for us and with us, this is the one result that comes of that. And the people gained confidence. Are you a person that lacks confidence? I'm not talking about your sports skills. I'm talking about getting up in the morning, going through the day, and going to bed. Well, when the Lord is working through you and in you and on you and around you, and when he's there to help you and fight for you and strengthen you, and you touch base with that, there's a confidence that grows inside of you because you and God make a majority. So the don'ts are simple. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't be overwhelmed. Why? Because there's greater power in us. The Lord God is on our side and he helps us. And through those truths, we gain confidence not to just endure, but to prevail. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with more. Don't go anywhere.
And I pray. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Jesus taught the world to sing.
Billy Graham.
All the way through the Bible, we find music and singing and playing and rejoicing because of what God in Christ can do for the human soul.
There are songs of distress when everything seems hopeless. There are songs of salvation when we come to know Jesus.
And then there's another song that is spoken of in the scripture, and it's entitled The New Song. The Bible says, when I stand on the other side, and we gather around the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the banquet in the sky takes place, we're going to join in singing that new and glorious song. I'm going to be able to sing with all the others. Are you? You can be, if you give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ.
Would you like to know more about this new song and about giving your heart and life to Christ? Then go to this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
So what is social justice? Or perhaps a better question is, what has it become? This is Jim Garlow. Social justice was at one point a good phrase used over 100 years ago by scholars to describe dealing with some of the inequities in our culture. But over time, the word has become co-opted to become a tool, a manipulating tool, I would contend, for socialism. It's where we take from those who are successful and steal their goods and give to those who are not. That's called theft. Now, the Bible does advocate biblical justice. What is biblical justice? That's where we care for the poor. That's where we care for the disenfranchised, the downtrodden, the widow, the orphan. Social justice? No, it's not a good word anymore, tragically. Biblical justice? Yes, and we believe in that. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
This definition of diplomacy seems very practical. Diplomacy is the art of keeping your shirt on while getting something off your chest. In other words, when emotions get out of control, any attempt at genuine communication can be lost. Two biblical principles of communication support this definition of diplomacy. First, the New Testament says to speak the truth in love. And second, do not let your anger or any other emotion cross the line and become sinful or self-serving. When truth is presented with love and tenderness, and when we are more concerned about the other person than ourselves, we have a good chance at success. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's ways to communicate on Route 66.
Route 66. Driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yep, that little feedback was that little thing there, so got that all squared away. Everything is working fine electronically. I am pretty much anticipating in the middle of this DDD for all the power to go out. I'd just make it, that would be the way to set that up. Couple things to tell you right off of the beginning or off of the bat, which, by the way, is a baseball term when the ball hits the barrel of the bat and it just, bling, goes off the bat. Here we go. Ready? One, Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament. Of course, I'm using a baseball reference to talk about golf. That's the only thing that makes sense. Isn't that correct? That's right. I could tell you a really bad joke, but people get offended on golf. I'll skip it for right now. Here, in fact, is the opportunity for pastors and people on pastoral staff to get together to have a great time of fellowship. It's the 7th annual Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament at St. Mark's Golf Club. We're going to encourage you. By the way, it's sponsored by Church Design and Construction, CAPS Pregnancy Services, and San Diego Rescue Mission. I am going to encourage you, for pastors out there who really haven't had a chance to fellowship with other pastors, sometimes the denominational walls might not put you in a circumstance where you're able to fellowship. But if you get together, everybody can get together and acknowledge maybe golf wasn't your first calling and that's more fun to do. And while you're doing that, you have that opportunity to have a little bit of rest, some fellowship lunch, special gifts and awards and desserts and different things. Just a great time. We encourage you to go to kprz.com and sign up, because if you don't sign up like soon, it's over. Because there's not enough room just to keep it open. We don't have room like that anymore. That doesn't work that way. You can either get there and get on board or not go. It's okay.
And if your ball goes in a water hazard, David Spoon will fish it out for you.
Yes, that is the commitment that Tugboat Todd has made for me. Isn't that nice how people volunteer me all the time? Anyway, also, please don't forget, Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton going to be taking place in November. If you're a person who's like, I want to go to Israel, I encourage you to go through Genesis Tours, because Reuven Doran is a great guy. You love it when you're talking to a guy who's born and raised in Israel and is talking about the tour and talking about showing places that people have never had the opportunity to connect the geography with their faith. And then you ask Reuven, when you come to the United States, what is the most important thing for you to do? And that's for him, is to get a hamburger.
I think he asked him, where's the best pastrami sandwich in America? Yeah, and he says, when he comes to America, he eats hamburgers.
Yeah, he's coming for the burgers. It's like, really? Didn't know that. Don't forget about half-price tuitions. 50% off our half-price tuitions. You just go to kprz.com. There's a tuitions tab. Just click on the tuition tab. Boom. Check out the schools. And if the school that you're interested in sending your child to is not on the list, send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com, and I will be glad to do my best to help in the situation. Okay. Ready for this one? Here, we are doing something we have never done before in the show. We had a two-part DDD, and now we are doing another two-part DDD, though this one's completely different. So let's play the little music, and then I will set it up, and you'll see where we're going with this.
Because he lives.
Great version that is. That's not even the version I was thinking. Excellent job, Tugboat Todd. You get a star.
Oh, nice. A gold one?
No. I'm just going to take a pencil and make a star on a piece of paper. Don't push. Okay, don't push. All right, so I'm going to do something I haven't done before, ever, on this show. So you're just going to have to bear with it. If you don't like it, then, I guess you won't like it. I'm going to talk about 16 different things that are important for you to know as you are a Christian. It is called I Am A 1 through 16. I Am A 1 through 16. Here's the first thing I want to say. You are a child of the Most High God. Reference point, Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Do you recognize that no matter who your mom and dad are, and God bless you if you know your parents are great, God bless you if your parents didn't do a great job, your Heavenly Father is the best parent imaginable. And He has made you a child of His. You are a child of God. Before you let the enemy come in and say you're a loser, before you let the enemy come in and say you're worthless, before you let the enemy come in and say anything, or before you let the world come in and try and put you in a trap, which is what the Pharisees tried to do to Jesus, you must remember whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. Next point. We'll never get through all these, but I'll have fun trying. Next point. You are forgiven. You came to the Lord with that sin. And by the way, that would be Colossians 1, 13 through 14, as well as 1 John 1, 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14, and 1 John 1, 9. You've come to the Lord with your remorseful or your repentative or your recognition of His righteousness in lieu of your own standard that does not make righteousness. And you have said to the Lord, I need help. I need grace. I need mercy. And the Lord grants it to you. Now, there's a reason the devil is called the accuser. And that's because he accuses you to yourself and he accuses other people to you and you to other people. Same system, just trying to create divisions wherever you can go. But you know what? You're forgiven. You know that sin you committed? Yeah, I know you've got it fresh in your mind, but God has covered it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Is your sin greater than the blood of Jesus? Oh, well then, time to let that go. You are, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, saved by grace through faith. You didn't earn it. It's not yours to boast in the capacity that you did not reach a certain point of spirituality. You, at best, received it, and many believe you can't even receive it apart from grace, which I think is correct. You are saved by grace through faith. It's not wrong to want to do the right things. It's not wrong to want to walk in works that will reflect more of the character of God. But those works are not enough to save you. Therefore, you can seek to walk in them, but you cannot overvalue the very works that you are trying to walk in, because they'll never reach the level of the righteousness of God. You are, in fact, a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You're new. Oh, I know. You get stuck in the old because you visit the flesh. I get it. Right? Your flesh is judicially crucified, but practically you're still pulling away from it. And sometimes you look at yourself and you think, sometimes I feel like I'm no better than I was when I first became a Christian. I got a message for you. Only a progressing Christian would look at their lives and say, I'm no better. I'm just a sinner. That's the testimony of the Holy Spirit working inside of you, saying, long way to go to reflect Jesus. And you're like, yeah, I do. I got a long way to go. But a non-Christian wouldn't even evaluate. But you evaluate. Yeah? Isn't that fantastic? By the way, here's another thing that you are. You are, get this, delivered from the power of darkness. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. The kingdom of darkness does not own you. It doesn't mean it doesn't trespass towards you, but it doesn't own you. And you don't have to yield to the kingdom of darkness. You may from time to time yield to it, and you shouldn't, but you don't have to. And here's another thing you are. And I want to say this to a lot of you. You are strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10. Because when the Lord is in you and you are in the Lord, you can come through all things and not be stopped. When we come back, I got more on this list. Isn't this fun? It's kind of fun just to go through it and look at these things. We're going to take a peek at these other things. I don't want you to go anywhere. See some other things we are. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Does your family know what Easter is all about?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Monday, April 10th.
Growing up, Easter basically just meant going to the local park and doing Easter egg hunts. We never did anything as far as viewing it as anything other than just a fun day to go out and there's Easter bunnies and colored eggs.
A lot of families are like that young man's. You know, Easter is all about chocolate bunnies, new shoes, dresses, and outfits. In fact, many students today on the college campus, now we're talking about well-educated young people, well, they don't even know what the Easter holiday is all about. It's really quite simple. Holy Week centers in on events leading up to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For Christians, it's the pivotal event in all of human history. If you want to read more about it, or maybe you need a refresher course, why don't you grab your Bible, even if you do have to blow some of the dust off of it, and turn to Luke chapter 19. One final thought. Don't let another Easter arrive this Sunday without your family reviewing the greatest story ever told. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are still denying why they lost the election. In her first interview since she failed to beat Donald Trump, Clinton blamed everyone but herself. She told a worshipful audience in New York, misogyny was why she lost. Oh, and Russian hacking, too. That alleged hacking revealed lies told by the people at the Democratic National Committee. Apparently lying is okay, but discovering lies is not. Is that it? Clinton was a horrible candidate with no message and no personality. Hers was more of the same liberalism a majority of the country has repeatedly rejected. The major media was on her side, but she still lost. Here's the real problem. Democrats think they're entitled to run government, and when they lose elections, it's always somebody else's fault, never theirs. They believe their message of tearing down what remains of social norms is something that's good, and the consequences of that tearing down are nothing to worry about. It is that attitude and candidates like Hillary Clinton the voters rejected in November, and that's why Republicans are now running the government. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We've been having a good time this hour. We really had a wonderful opportunity to talk about a few different things. The don'ts was how we opened up this hour. Talk about things that we don't do or shouldn't do. You know how there's the do's and the don'ts? We talked about the don'ts from Scripture. And then we, in the next segment, we talked about the why we don't. It was the because's. So we did the don'ts, and then we gave the reason because. And then in the last segment, we talked about these things that we are, and I was going to do about 16 of them. I only got through about six. A little shy. And now we're going to do a few more of them, taking us to the top of the hour, because these are things that we need to recognize that we are. See, a lot of times in our life, we keep hearing things that we're not. And people will talk in a kind of a negative or kind of a downward spiral. And we need to be able to understand that death and life are in the power of the tongue. There's some things that we are, as Scripture defines it, and we ought to think that way and speak that way. And so too many people seem to go through their Christian walk with a shield over their head, just hoping that something doesn't hit them as they're trying to protect themselves. You know, it is, there is a shield for defense, but there is a sword for offense. So let's at least keep it in perspective. So let's talk about another thing that we are, or that I am, as an individual would say I am, or as a collective we would say we are. But here is something. I am able to do all things through Christ. And that's coming out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And what you and I need to recognize, as great in our lives as a limiting power, is us. We are the limiting element. God is not up there going, well, I'd really like to do this wonderful thing through you, advancing my kingdom, but I just don't have enough power. That is not what's going on. It's not the conversation. We need to recognize that we can do all things through Christ. These are things that have to do with the kingdom, by the way. People use this, and they'll use this, and I don't have a problem with it, though I understand the context. People use it for athletics or reaching goals, and okay, I got it. But, you know, there's another way to use this that's more personalized and probably more appropriate. I can do all things through Christ, which means overcome that sin that sets me down all the time. Or I can overcome through Christ, which means I don't have to walk in fear. Or I can overcome through Christ, which means I can believe God for what's about to happen and that God is good to me. Those are other things that we could be talking about that we can do in Christ. And for those that have really have the big fear factor, I can witness because I can do all things through Jesus Christ. So you can do all those things. And that same token, I think with that, Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors. The Lord is not looking for us just to tread water in the Christian faith. I do believe that's incorrect. But that we are more than conquerors, not just a conqueror, but more than that, even beyond that. We're prevailers in him, not in our flesh, not in our pride, not in our arrogance, in our submission, in our surrender, in our communion. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says we are to be daily overcoming the devil. We are overcomers of the enemy. Oh, he wins a couple of skirmishes. He wins a few battles here and there, but you, being a child of the Most High God, believing the testimony God gave regarding his son, being cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, and recognizing the testimony, you overcome the enemy. You are an overcomer of the enemy on a daily basis. Watch this one. It's one of my favorites. 2 Corinthians 5:7, you are a person that walks by faith and not by sight. You don't walk by just why what you see and what the circumstance dictates. You also walk with that part of you that has a vision that Jesus is involved in. Once Jesus is involved in a circumstance, no matter what the circumstance changes. Isn't that fantastic? You are walking by faith and not by sight. You know, you might not do it perfectly. I know I don't. Maybe some people do it, you know, just a lot better than others. But there are times in your life where you have looked at the circumstance by faith and gotten through. You've done it before. You'll do it again.
You can do it. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, it says that we are workers together with God, one of my faves, because it means that we're in partnership with God. We're in partnership with God. I am a partner with God. Think about how that sounds. When you have two people in a partnership, usually the partnership's kind of an even, you know, it's these two people going together on a project. In our case, we're partners with somebody that's way beyond our capacity but still wants to partner with us. It's almost as though God brings all the assets, and we don't bring very much, but he still likes us so much he wants to have a partnership with us, so he puts our name below his name, but our name on the door, or in our case, on the roll. Our names are on the roll, and our feet are on the rock, right? Absolutely. And we are praisers, continual praisers of the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 1, talks about us offering consistent praise in our mouth to the glory of God. We're praisers of God. He's so fantastic. He's so caring. He's so careful with us. And that leads me to this last section, which is, again, another one of my big faves, 1 Peter 5:7. We are people who cast our cares unto the Lord. Casting my care unto Jesus, because he cares for me. I don't have to hold the heaviness and the burden by myself. There's so much burden. I tell you, sometimes burdens are like rocks. And it feels like they just weigh you down and make you hunch over. Well, I don't have to carry those by myself. I can cast those unto him whose hands know no limit and whose strength has no limit, and he carries that heaviness for me. I cast my cares upon him, so I am free. These are just wonderful things that you and I are in the Lord. Things we are. Got it? Get it? Keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to hear a little bit of Marty. Then we're going to come back with more and talk about expecting the unexpected.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.